Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show today with wonderful guests who are experts on the topic of today's show. So historically, leasing activity slows down in the fourth quarter and throughout the holiday season. What can you creatively do to market your properties during the slower periods of the year? With this in mind, our topic today is marketing tips, tricks, and ideas during the holiday season. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily industry veteran Kelly Guyton, who is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Banyan Equity Management, and Fernando Lara, Online Social Media Chairman at Banyan Equity Management. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So, kind of setting the table for our listeners, leasing is always a challenge at any time of the year. You've got different issues as far as when people are going into school and getting out of school and people need to move and change to different areas. But then comes the fourth quarter and the holiday season, which things tend to slow down. Let's talk to our listeners a little bit first about some of the things just during the regular time of year that, you guys do creatively to try and get people to be interested in one of your great properties.
Fernando, I'll let you take it.
Well, the thing is that it's very hard during the fourth quarter because a lot of residents are looking for different, are pretty much settled in into one place because they don't want to move because of family, you know, school, job, university, et cetera, et cetera. And it's hard for them to look into other, you know, places that they want to really move because it will create a distress, let's say, in a family, in a nuclear family. Mm-hmm. But let's say if you talk as a college student as well, let's say about a single person who is looking a way to move, you know, to a different area, that will be a different, it will be like a different mentality because you don't have a family that you're, you know, trying to look for, but it will be, it's a little bit harder for in overall to decide whether to move, you know, out during the Christmas holidays, Thanksgiving, fall. And I think that mainly because, you know, the time of the year, but there's also hope that a lot of people, you know, the demographics here in the area or the demographics in general is changing. So people are constantly now looking for different alternative, different specials, different things, and, you know, work out their way.
Yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned something, Fernando, that when you mentioned student, and I think of student housing, which, of course, that is not what Banyan does. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have
students.
That's true. I'm sure you have students that live there. But as far as, you know, dedicated student housing, I was talking to someone who's in that industry. And they have a completely different life cycle that they work under because I was talking with them about something in the end of August. And they said, oh, no, that's when we have our people moving in. That's our big move-in time.
Right.
And then their slow period is obviously in the summer months when the school, the university is generally not in session, although some people stay and go to summer school. But on conventional housing, you know, Kelly, what is it that you try to do just throughout the year to the things that most people do as far as trying to attract leasing activity to your properties?
Yeah, I definitely. We sort of have our benchmark goals for the end of the summer. You're so right, because a large number of prospects have already made their decisions prior to the school year starting. So obviously we are in full push mode we're in full push mode all the time, but right. From January through August, I mean, that's our, you know, strike while the iron is hot.
Right.
So obviously we have really focused on our online campaign. That was an area that we really needed to focus on, and it's made a huge difference. And I mean, a comprehensive campaign across various social media channels, and Fernando's been very instrumental in leading that mm-hmm. charge and sort of educating us as a company on what our digital footprint looked like and how to improve it. So another thing we've done is focused on our Google Maps reviews versus just Google reviews, because obviously people sort of determine their location early on in their search, right? That's sort of the first thing they know. I want to be in the Clear Lake area. I want to be here. My job. So online has certainly been a focus. And of course, we have vendor partners and we advertise on all the traditional sources. But I think that our other focus has been resident referrals, because the folks who already are sold on the product are the best people to spread the word for us. So we obviously have to really focus on our customer service program. And I know that sounds like lip service, but it's so important not only to maintain our occupancy, but also to attract new clientele. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our drive-by traffic is another big focus. And even if you aren't on a main thoroughfare, we still need directionals, and we need something to get folks to drive by our community who are just in the area.
Well, you know, on previous shows, we've talked about some of the things that you've mentioned as far as Google Maps and online reviews, and all of that is so important. But it's, to someone as old as I am, it's also very foreign, you know, to the way the industry used to be. It's really something that has become so important. And it seems like some companies, some property management companies, are a little slower to get on that train. And of course, there's different ways of dealing with those types of things, where you hire someone outside of your company to handle all that for you, or you have someone like Fernando who you know, takes care of those things. But talk a little bit about how you've seen the industry change, and since you've been in it, going towards that online presence. And I can just add one more thing. We did have a guest on the show who was talking about something that I never thought about, which is that today, because of the fact that you can go online and look at reviews and check properties out and see photographs that you couldn't do previously, that you lose traffic that you never knew you could have had. Whereas, you know, in the past, people would drive by and stop in and take a tour and all that. So there's a loss of opportunity there that is not normally, or not, that was not part of the world in multifamily before. So how has that changed, and how does it affect your marketing efforts?
Oh my gosh, the industry has changed so much. I started in the industry in 1991. So, you know, for years, we didn't even have a desktop computer mm-hmm. on our desk. So yes, it has rapid. In fact, I was laughing the other day and I said, do you remember when our associates were not allowed to get on the internet? First of all, that was one incarnation of this change. You're not allowed to use the internet. Then you obviously had to use the internet, but you weren't allowed to use social media. Nobody can be on social media, you know. Now we have required daily postings. Right. I mean, we have a social media calendar and so on. And we have social media policies and things. But yeah, it's I think for any business, you know, whatever you want, if you want, I'll pick a cosmetic item. If you want to have your hair cut, you know, what do? You grab your smartphone and you find a haircut and you kind of tootle around and decide if the location works for you. But then what do? You go straight to the reviews, mm-hmm. you know, to decide if I want someone. So and listen, we are not perfect. We work every day to maintain those ratings. And it's a challenge, isn't it? Fernando, wouldn't you agree?
It is a challenge. When I remember when we first walked into the door in the leasing office, in the leasing center, in several months past, one of the plans were, okay, let's get these reviews up. Let's get, you know, traffic through the online. Different management companies are still, like you said a few minutes ago, are still, you know, it's hard for them to get on the train of online media. Mm-hmm. But I've known that, let's say, for example, let's get out example. If you look at big corporations or big companies like Sears, Macy's, or let's say JCPenney, now they're being left behind because they did not catch when you went on time. And you see these companies like Amazon, and you see these companies like eBay or Walmart, now Walmart, that is, you know, trying to catch up to the online. It's the same thing on the property management now. People think that online it's the future. I don't think it's the future. I think it's the present, mm-hmm. because a lot of the prospects, a lot of the new residents, a lot of new people that are coming into, let's say, in the market area of Houston, they are looking in advance. They're looking online. Example, if you want to go ahead and lease a unit, they simply can go online to a different, you know, to the website, and they could check out the whole apartment complex without even stepping a foot in the leasing office, in the apartment complex, or in the property. And that's the problem that a lot of different management companies now are facing, that they realize that now it's a little bit late, you know, to try to implement, because other big management companies or different management properties have already been establishing an online media footprint. And that's where we have to take different initiatives, different ideas, take from every single little piece of it. For example, reviews, online marketing tools that are necessary for the day-to-day operations on different companies.
All right. Well, we got a lot more to talk about regarding this. We are going to take a break. We are going to be back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen & Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. We are discussing marketing tips, tricks, and ideas during the holiday season. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is longtime multifamily industry veteran Kelly Guyton, who is Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Banyan Equity Management. Also joining us is Fernando Lara, Online Social Media Chairman at Banyan Equity Management. Before we jump back into the conversation, I want to remind our listeners that if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, or suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com. We were talking during the break a little bit about the fact that people who have been around for a while, they don't understand a lot of the social media. I certainly don't. You had mentioned that when it came time to get Banyan in place, that you realized you needed some help. What did you do?
Well, you know, when I first became involved with Banyan, I was actually still in California. And so out of necessity to investigate what I was walking into, I started with an online search. And so that was sort of one of the first initiatives we identified. So I came in and realized, I talked to the partners and said, listen, we have to enlist our millennial and Gen Z associates, because I know what I know, but they know so much more. And so we actually asked them to form a committee. And Fernando has a full-time on-site property management job.
Right.
But he just has a passion for what we're doing and for our company. And so he has created a committee of all of our leasing professionals, assistant community managers, and they lead the charge and sort of tell us what the campaign looks like. And they've just run with it. So we are on now, what, Facebook, obviously, and then Instagram. They're trying to teach me how to snap. But I don't. I'm not good at it, and I'm aware of that. What else? LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
I refuse to tweet, but I feel like your guys are going to say that's coming.
We're definitely on Twitter, and it's a different approach to how. Thing is that a lot of management companies, they have a, let's say, a marketing director, but the marketing director is not on site on property, knowing what the day of today operations are. Mm-hmm. They don't know the different, you know, scenarios that there is inside the property. And it's fun because you get to, for example, if a bad review, it's written because, oh, let's say the leasing agent did not show me a unit, for example, they would go, well, the leasing agent did not show me a unit this particular day. And it's funny because the committee, it's composed of leasing and assistant managers and property managers that compose this whole committee, meaning that we all work as a team. It's not only one person, but it's all of us as a team working together, you know, to basically put Banyan Equity Management into, you know, where it should be and where it will be. And I believe that a lot of the evolving that is going around in the online creates a more diverse strategies throughout the, you know, the multifamily industry. For example, we're heading to fall right now, and we're getting to fall, so we're getting to the football season, and that's one of the strategies that we're using. You know, like, you know, the one of the topics, you know, says that it is a slow season, and there's a lot of, you know, it's more difficult for, you know, a leasing agent or an assistant manager, you know, on site to lease a unit. But you would, for example, in Houston, we root for the Texans. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing as a management company, as a online team, that we're going to using the we're going and promoting, you know, our complexes, and we're saying, you know, we are supporting the local teams. And that's actually something that, you know, really attracts a lot of the prospects, because many of the prospects, they do support the local teams. For example, the Astros won the series, the World Series last year. And a lot of management companies were promoting the Astros. And in return, they had a lot of leases during the slow season. I believe that now it is a slow season, but for past experiences, I think that if you use good strategies, you're able to tackle those hardships on the way.
So on your committee that you have, just for the benefit of understanding, what's the average age of a person on the committee?
I would say that you guys range from 19 to the oldest would be 28.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and just to expand on what Fernando was saying, yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. And we've incorporated actually a component where our teams are competing for a prize, mm-hmm. for cash prizes. We've tied tickets to the Texans games for our prospects, for our residents. Every time you check in at our community, you get a raffle ticket. Every time you sign a lease agreement, you get a raffle ticket. You apply for an apartment, you get a raffle ticket. So we've really made a big campaign and out of engagement mm-hmm. with the folks that are visiting us. That's been very successful. And our teams also wear their team jerseys on Fridays. We have fun with that. And I think, you know, happy team, obviously happy customer, yeah. You know, so
happy team is on site team, not necessarily
team.
The Texans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and what we did, because obviously we can't just force everyone to be a Texans fan. Yeah. And I'm speaking to you, Angela, who is a Cowboys fan. We had emails flying across the company because we allowed each team to select three NFL teams to support. And I mean, it was the Saints, go Saints, and you know, the Pats,
Raiders,
and
Pats.
Yeah, all of it. So, and then we would get the emails back, I'm not supporting the Pats, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. So it's a lot of fun within the company. And then, as I said, the important thing is not just going on social media and posting something. Mm-hmm. It's actually engaging our folks. And so we've been really successful with that. And I just want to add about specifically to our topic today about holiday traffic and holiday marketing. You know, I have a little different take on it. If someone is visiting you during the holidays, they really want to lease an apartment mm-hmm. or they really need to lease an apartment. There's something driving their relocation. And it's usually kind of a traumatic experience. I myself moved last year at Christmas time because I relocated from California here. And it was not a fun experience. And so I knew the location that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the industry, you know, right? But I just didn't, the last thing I wanted to do, and I know this is true for most people, but me especially, the last thing I wanted to do was spend my Saturday looking at apartments. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted the process to be over. So I always say to my teams, be the solution.
Right.
Someone is coming in with a need, with a problem, just be their solution and let them be done with this. So especially during the holidays, I would say also a day like today, a week like this, where it's raining heavily all week, if someone walks through your door, they really want to lease an apartment. Mm-hmm. So it's yours to lose, in my opinion. So I think the key is just obviously we have to have the product, the price point, the location, but ultimately people work with people they like.
Sure.
So I think...
That impression.
Mm-hmm. So obviously the numbers are reduced. Our traffic numbers are reduced. However, it gives us an opportunity to increase our closing ratios, right?
Yeah.
Fernanda? Yes, that is true.
Capture the traffic walking through the door.
What is the normal leasing cycle that you see throughout a year, you know, before you get to the fourth quarter and the holidays? When is the heavy leasing time when most people are looking? Is it based on school year?
Well, I would say it starts in tax time. Wouldn't you agree when people have an influx of...
During the tax season.
Tax season.
And it ends around the end of August. Mm-hmm. That's the time that it would end. You will still capture, you know, some of the traffic that was going on the month end of August, kind of like September, let's say middle of September. But after the middle of September, it is really, that's when it gets slow. That's when, like Kelly was saying right now, that's when somebody's showing, you know, walking into your office. It's because they really need the apartment. They're really looking for something different, or they are looking, you know, somewhere to relocate. And last year was a little bit of an exception because of Harvey, Hurricane Harvey.
Right. Yeah,
so last year was a little bit of an exception. For example, where I'm currently working right now on the property that I am, I flooded during Harvey. And so a lot of the prospects that we had during, you know, the months of November were actually looking to relocate into a different area to wait for, you know, their homes to be reconstructed, you know, for their apartments where they were living prior to Harvey, you know, finish, you know, the rehab because of the flooding and everything. So last year was a little bit more of a...
anomaly, a different.
Yeah, it was a little bit more of a difference, but I think that back to this year is going to be the same cycle again as previous years.
And another thing that's really important is that you manage your turnover and manage your expirations. And we've really focused on that as well this year. We don't want to have too much exposure in December and November. And we obviously want to minimize how many available units we even have coming up. We want to sort of dovetail our availability with the traffic that's walking through the door. So that's been important.
Well, we are going to take a break and be back with our third segment of this show. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero. Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's E-Conserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we're discussing marketing tips, tricks, and ideas during the holiday season. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is longtime multifamily industry veteran Kelly Guyton, who is Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Banyan Equity Management. Also joining us is Fernando Lara, online social media chairman at Banyan Equity Management, and we want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen & Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. During the break, we were talking about things that you do for residents that, you know, we're really kind of evolving the topic from not just new leasing traffic, but also to keeping residents from walking away from their apartment. What can you do to create that sense of community? What can you do to make sure that they know that you care? And holidays are a great way to do that. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys do for the different holidays. We've got, of course, the fall coming up with Halloween. I said it. And so you're off the hook. But you got Halloween coming up. And obviously, when you have a family-oriented property, that's a big, big time for kids to go trick-or-treating and also for the management team to get involved. What do you guys do just in the fall and also for those types of holidays?
We make a holiday out of everything. I mean, we go straight from, you know, 4th of July into back to school, and then we're into the fall. Last year, Fernando, you were saying that we had a Halloween party, a costume party, you know, for the kids. And also, you know, when we have other demographics where it's not so, you know, it might be a more young adult demographic. So we've had fun Halloween costume parties, you know, there too, and had beverages, adult beverages and things like that. So I think it's just that sense of community and fun. The Halloween's certainly an easy opportunity to do that. And what does your district manager call it? Fall.
She calls it the fall festival.
A fall festival.
Full
of events.
Full of events.
So have you guys been talking about what you're going to be doing?
We have actually been talking about it, and the fall is going to be long and fun.
Long and fun.
Long and fun. Well, in more serious note, a lot of residents do actually go to the resident events. For example, during, you know, the fall, time changes as well. So, you know, we try to, you know, create a more atmosphere, holiday spirit, you know, sense. So we start by, you know, the way that we start fall is by, hey, everyone, go decorate your door and you can win a prize. And a lot, you will be surprised of how many residents are involved in decorating their fall doors and, you know, Halloween, et cetera, et cetera. But what I like the most about the holidays is that a lot of residents get to meet each other on the resident events. Mm-hmm. And that's how you connect, you know, that's how residents connect with each other. And that's, you know, more of a reason why they don't want to, you know, move out, because they've created friendships and they know this neighbor or, you know, this other neighbor. And, you know, you created a sense of community. Now it's not no more than just, oh, I live in those apartments. No, it's I live in that community, because the community, it's, you know, people together, working together, for example. So that last year with Hurricane Harvey, it's not just the city, it's more of like Houston. Houston, now it's known because neighbors helped each other during Harvey. So that's what we try to, you know, do these events for, because we want residents to, you know, connect with each other, make relationships, you know, in a good relationship, a good friendship. And that's when we come in.
Are you guys planning to do like Thanksgiving dinner, potluck,
we are
anything like that?
Right now, what is in the works is that we're trying to see if we can have, you know, small, you know, a small, you know, dinner, not a small dinner, but more like, you know, a have more of appetizers and small drinks, you know, for different residents. Mm-hmm. So they can just come in, you know, grab something, you know, be thankful for the place that you're living in, you know. A lot of communities don't do that. More.
How many times in your life have you said, you know, I certainly have. I love my neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, I've made great lifelong friends mm-hmm. out of neighbors. And so just to your point, it's so important. And a lot of times, you know, based on my experience, people are pretty solitary. You know, they come home. A lot of people really don't have a social life. In some cases, they're working really hard, or they're going to school, or they're studying. And so having that social life tied to your home is really important and fun. And it's fun for us, too. So we're going to have, I guess, we're going to be dressed in NFL gear on Fridays, and we're going to be in Halloween costumes on Thursdays, or fall, whatever fall gear looks like. We can't wear sweaters in Houston, so we'll just have to pick and choose.
You know, that's what cracks me up about when people talk about fall and getting into fall, because in Houston there is really no fall.
No.
I mean there's no leaf color changes. You know, you have to go somewhere else for that. But you know what you said, Fernando, I think is important, and I think it's one of the big knocks that the apartment industry has had for years, and that is that it can be a solitary situation, and I think more and more apartment owners and management companies and so forth are trying to create that sense of community on site, because that does help with resident retention. It has to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We had great success last year, or in previous years. I've done different things over the holidays, but one of my most favorite events was bringing in a Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We brought in an actor, you know, he had the costume. And it was a very affordable event, but we brought him in and we had pictures with Santa. And frankly, a lot of those kids and parents may or may not have gotten those pictures with Santa, because you have to go to the mall and stand in line and pay too much money for it. And it's just a big, you know, event. And obviously there's so much traffic during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we created it right in their home, and it was a huge hit. And we literally were just taking pictures on a digital camera, and we were printing color photographs for them. It was, and so they had their pictures with Santa, and then they got to have some cookies and hot chocolate and go home. So it was a big hit. I think the holidays are such a fun time for your residents and prospects.
And a lot of residents do remember that. Mm-hmm. They remember those small details, but they do remember them.
And I was going to say, I read an article recently on this topic of marketing during the slower times and so forth. And what, some people do, or what some companies do, is they'll take photographs that, like you mentioned, of the Santa, if they do that, and they'll post it on their social media, mm-hmm. and they'll encourage the person that has the picture, post it on your social media, tell them it was, you know, part of your living experience in our community. And then they'll also ask the residents to bring in pictures from their holiday celebration so that they can post it on the community's social media as well, even though it wasn't a program or something that was done by anybody. They want to show that they, you know, that they're a family type atmosphere.
Exactly. I mean, as we've been taught, the theme throughout today's show is that online social media, all of that is super important, but it kind of goes back to the principles of Are we taking care of the people who live at our community? And they do have a choice, mm-hmm. by the way. They can live elsewhere, and it's very competitive out there. So just be a great place to live. I even say that to my community managers. Does it stink to live at your property? I mean, really ask the question. Is it a pain to live, to deal with the office, to come home? Is it, you know, let's make this a fun experience and a good experience for them. Because it goes on forever. Mm-hmm. Every person that we interact with, if they put something online, it just carries on forever. So
it will be there.
Yep.
It will be there. And that's when, you know, the online media comes in, team comes in to, you know, tackle certain situations of an unhappy resident or an unhappy prospect. And, you know, during the holidays, like, I think we were talking about that a couple of minutes ago, that different prospects would just look online and they would just, you know, read the reviews, observe them and think about them. And then, you know, they make a decision whether to even make it to the leasing office or not. But when they see, you know, that the office is actually interacting with, you know, the residents, that's more of a way of saying, you know what, and that's where the place that I want to live. Sometimes, you know, property managers or office staff and even, you know, corporate offices have to realize and, you know, think about, is that the place that I want to live? Is that the place where I want to come from work and, you know, relax? And I believe that when we post, you know, let's say, like Kelly was saying, the Santa Claus that they invite, you know, had in their property. And then that creates more of a sense of family, more of a sense of, you know, of a warm welcome, of a warm place to be at.
Right.
And it's very nice. It's awesome. You know, when people leave you a great review on Google or on Facebook on, you know, or post something on Instagram and they use your hashtags, let's say hashtag Banyan Shores or hashtag Laguna Vista, for example, giving out example.
That they nice put plug. It, nice
they put it out there saying, this is a place where I want to live. This is a place that I want to really be. And it's awesome. And you get a sense of relief that you're doing something for the community. You're doing something for, you know, the residents or prospects.
Right. Well, all good information. We are going to have to take a break. We're going to be back with our fourth and final segment of this show after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's E-Conserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back and we're in our final segment of Multifamily Matters today. We're discussing marketing tips, tricks, and ideas during the holiday season. It's evolved into a more wide-ranging discussion than that, but I'm Paul Marks, and My guest is longtime multifamily industry veteran Kelly Guyton, who is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Banyan Equity Management, and Fernando Lara, who is the online social media chairman at Banyan Equity Management. I do want to remind our listeners, again, if you want to give topic suggestions, guest ideas, or listen to any archived episode, you can go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com. We were talking during the break of what's the a normal progression look like from somebody going from being interested in and in letting somebody on site know they're interested in looking in or leasing at a property to actually getting them to sign the lease. What are the steps these days? Because I'm sure it's much different today than it was years ago before there was internet involved.
Well, absolutely. I think that the timeless elements of what we do is obviously engaging with the customer, whether it be through email, or whether it be through an instant chat on our website, or whether it be a phone call or whatever. I mean, those old tried and true principles still hold true. Mm-hmm. But Fernando, I think you're actually more able to speak to the actual process. When someone reaches out, how do you sort of walk them to the next step?
And before you jump into that, Kelly, you'd mentioned something that I think is really kind of rings true, and that is that they may not be calling you to look to lease, you said. They're calling you to scratch you off the list. Explain that.
Right. I learned that from a veteran years ago, that when people reach out to you in whatever way that they reach out to you, and they, by the way, now they do send us private messages on Facebook, as a matter of fact, about inquiring about leasing. So there's a number of ways that people can reach you. The first thing I would say is answer whatever way they reach out. Right. Answer. But they're actually not reaching out to you to come lease an apartment from you. They're actually reaching out to you to hopefully cross you off of the list. They really are trying to narrow down their search, and any opportunity to just sort of remove you from the search is honestly the first goal, and narrow down who is going to be the winner. So
your the goal should be, I guess, to not only remain on the list, to be at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Fernando, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What you were going to say about the progression?
Yeah. So say I reach out to you, Fernando, on Facebook. How are you going to, what is the next step to get me to visit?
Well, first thing I have to respond to, the message that you get on Facebook or the message or the phone call. You have to respond.
And how quickly in today's market?
Today's market, I will be saying 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Instant.
Mm-hmm. Instant. It will be an instant reply. Think about Facebook is now says typically responds between 1 hour to 8 hours to a day. So, or sometimes it says typically answers within a minute. And that's where you are trying to focus, because they're going to say, oh my God, they answered so fast, or they are interested in me going to their property. They actually do care. So when you respond to them in a way, sometimes like Kelly was saying, you will not be because they want to move in there. They just want to cross you out of the list. But when you respond to their questions, to their objections, or not to their want objections, or to their, I saw this review on Google, or I saw this review on Facebook, and I just want to know if it's, well, you have to have a strategy plan. You have to know your product very well. If you don't know your product, then you more than likely will lose that, person. You more than likely will lose that prospect. But if you know your product well, you walk your property daily, you know the type of clientele you're getting, and you overall just know it, then you wouldn't have a problem. You will be able to tackle all the different, issues or any type of issues that the prospect will bring into your attention. Because sometimes we don't know about those issues until they bring us to their attention. Or I've had not too long ago, it's just an anecdote that I remember that not too long ago, one of the, on-site teams, they didn't know that they had these bad reviews. They had this bad review about, an issue with, let's say just pest control, for example. And when you're not constantly being constant, then you don't know what, your reviews are looking like. So in a way to capture that lease, saying it like that, you have to know your product. You have to know, for example, your schools. You have to know the nearest park still. I know it's an
people, millennials, think that it's an old thing, but no. You have to know your school's parks, your nearest shopping center or nearest mall. And think, well, they could just look online. No, that it doesn't work that way. Some people want to know that you know the place. For example, I've had prospects coming into me saying, you know, where is, you know, this particular store around? How long is it from where I'm going to live? And I'm, you know, fast to tell them, oh, it's going to be 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. Be giving them an honest answer because that's what they want to know.
Now, when you're talking about when they're coming in, they're generally having this conversation with leasing or leasing staff or an assistant manager you had mentioned earlier that they handle some of the leasing too?
Yes, they do handle some of the leasing. And
At Banyan, all hands on deck.
So anybody.
Everyone leases, yeah.
So what you just described, I don't want to interrupt you, but I know you can get back on it. But what you just described to me, when you look at the hospitality industry, is a concierge. You have to have that concierge attitude as far as where can I go to buy a pair of shoes for my kid? You know, mm-hmm. where can I, what's the best restaurant around for this type of food? You've got to be ready to answer those types of questions.
You always have to be ready to answer the type of questions and always have to be ready on the tone of voice that you're going to use when you answer the question. Because a lot of what I've seen, because I actually do market surveys, I actually do shop other properties around my area. And when I do the market, it just sounds like they're trying to get you, instead of me trying to cross you out of the list, it's them trying to, you know,
cross me out of the list.
Right. It's like, well,
how can I get rid of this person?
Yeah, it's being annoying. But no, it's those type of, you know, when residents are really into your community, they already seen everything online. They already seen all your reviews. They already seen all your everything. They already seen. They already know your product. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to know what kind of people are working in the office. What can they see? What can they, you know, what can they get, you know, and they already know, now that we're living on a digital footprint, they already know everything. And they're just trying to know that, you know, is this the place that I want to come when I come from home, mm-hmm. from work?
Do I want to deal with you?
Yes.
Really? Exactly. Do you really care?
Do I want to
really
spend
care?
A year with you?
Yeah, right.
And I think one of the big takeaways from Fernando, what you were just talking about, is I really do believe the instant response is so important now. You know, we've evolved from the phone call and the books that the apartment. I was asking
guides.
Fernando if he even knows what I'm talking about. That we used to have little books in the convenience stores and grocery stores, and that's where you advertised your apartment community along with every other apartment community. And so the time has just in everything now, everything is instant. And, you know, throughout the weekend, I'm an admin on all of our social media pages. And so we'll get a notification. And believe me, myself or the owner, we're both admins. And so myself or the owner are getting those notifications, whether it be from a resident saying I have a work order, even though we've asked them over and over and over and over, please don't use social media to submit your work orders. That's really not an efficient, mm-hmm. and it's also not in agreement with your lease. Mm-hmm. So please don't do that. But they do. Mm-hmm. They're on their Facebook, and
it will be the easiest way.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. But the point is, we are texting each other saying, get social media. Just got a message. Now that's us. You mm-hmm. know, obviously we're a small enough company that we're able to do that, but. I think I'm aware if no one responds to this message, it really feels and looks like we don't care.
Right.
Or we're not on it. So it's pretty instant. And recently, when I bought a car, I was chatting within minutes on the website with the dealer, you know, and they were able to answer. I knew I wasn't talking to a robot. I knew that it was somebody actually keying in answers on the other end. And so I had already sort of made up my mind what I was going to do before I ever walked through the door. So I think that's really important.
One thing that I know is that you have to be genuine in the way that you're talking to a prospect. They want to know that you're being open and honest to what you're offering. One thing that we've learned, that I've learned or that I've been taught recently, is that don't promise things that you cannot give. Mm-hmm. Don't promise, you know, things. Just be honest and be open to them. Because eventually it will go online and say, well, they're not a word of their people, and et cetera, et cetera. So just be open, genuine, answer their phone,
answer the phone calls, answer the text, I mean, not text messages, but, you know, the messages or the DMs now mm-hmm. on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just be cautious on what you're saying and just answer, and then just answer to their questions, and you'll potentially get that lease. And then the tone of voice, that's one of the things that actually does have a lot of, you know, input in whatever the resident is already thinking about you. If you sound like professional, genuine, and you're saying like you're being honest, then yes, you'll potentially get that lease.
I want to just say too that we in upper management have a responsibility to not overburden our leasing teams. And it's a tale as old as time. I've seen it throughout my career that we sort of give them myriad responsibilities in addition to leasing, where we really need them focused on being available and present with their prospects. And I think that what you see when, you know, you were saying mm-hmm. they can't wait to get me off the phone, or they just want me to, don't want to show an apartment because, you know, they don't have time. They're so overburdened with whatever project, put out these notices, file, you know, the last 6 months worth of work orders or whatever the task is, that is totally sabotaging actually our leasing program.
Right.
Because they're so distracted, they're not able to focus on the prospect. So I think that's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. And we certainly will continue to work on that.
Well, you know, Banyan Equity Management is a growing company. Kelly, tell our listeners a little about Banyan and the areas of town that you're located in and what makes you different.
Banyan Equity Management is a small management company. We own or manage 9 assets in the Houston and Clear Lake areas. We focused on those two markets because we believe those are both, we know that those are both solid and up-and-coming markets, particularly Spring Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And we typically buy distressed deals and then fix them mm-hmm. and turn them around and rebrand them and, do major multi-million-dollar renovations on them and make them a great place to live. So we just recently acquired 2 new assets in Spring Branch and have rebranded, and we're just underway. And so all of the things we've been talking about today are very important to our mission. And obviously we're going into the holiday season, mm-hmm. as you said. But we've had success. We've had great success in the holiday season as well. So. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, Fernando, real quick, I know you mentioned that you're actually on a property team. What property are you at?
I'm actually at Banyan Shores Apartments on the Hammerly Road on Spring Branch, Texas.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. I think we talked a lot about the topic, but we also talked a lot of stuff that surrounds the topic, and I think it makes it important. Just want to remind our listeners, you can go to www.multifamilyradio.com at any time to find out more about the show. We'll be back next Friday and each and every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on 1110 a.m. Business, KTEK. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.